All right, time for another edition of Grilling with Quarter Road Butcher. I'm Casey. Chris and James are back in here with us today. And today, we're going to talk about best cuts for the grill. How are we doing, guys?
Great. It's great to be back.
Yeah, thanks for having us again.
So then when we talk about best cuts for the grill, we're not just talking about, you know, what do I want to eat? We're talking about, there's a lot of factors that can go into what the best cut for the grill is. Is that right?
That is correct. We always kind of start out with a series of questions around, you know, how many people are you cooking for? What's your skill level? And how much time do you have? You know, and then it's all basically about, what is your overall expectations to serve your guest or your friends or family, whatever, you know, the situation is? And then you can kind of work backwards from there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very important to have a plan, especially when you're having friends or family over to feed them. It makes things a lot less stressful. And we like to be able to help guide people into having that epic meal that's not extremely stressful.
And just because you're the guy on the grill doesn't mean you shouldn't be enjoying yourself as well.
Right.
So all those preparations kind of lead to your ability to be able to say, I can actually hang out and talk with people and, you know, serve this epic meal.
Okay.
Epic. Why you got to make me feel all inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
Yeah, exactly. James says every meal should be epic, and that's where Porter Road comes in. And I think that this this series will help everybody achieve that.
Well, that's very cool. So I guess, I mean, for beginners, I mean, you mentioned, what were the three questions again?
How many people are you cooking for?
Okay.
What's your time? And then you should always kind of say, what is my skill level?
Like, okay.
You know, if I've
you
never...
shouldn't invite your entire family over and say you're going to smoke a brisket for 10 hours when it's your first time doing it.
All maybe right. Do that by yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. I've got five people coming over. I've got about 2 hours to prepare, and I am terrible on a grill.
Bavette.
I love the Bavette.
That's a perfect one.
Well, walk me through. What are we talking about
here? Okay, so a Bavette is also known as a flap sirloin.
Okay.
It comes from the belly region of a beef. So ours is 14-day dry aged, 100% pasture raised, no antibiotics, no added hormones, ever. All of our beef is raised in Tennessee and Kentucky. So this particular cut is like a giant skirt steak. So it's about 2 inches thick. It's a giant smiley face looking cut. And you can grill it up with just some salt and pepper. Keep it on the rarer side. It's rarer is the better. So if you're not that good of a cook, if you accidentally undercook it, you did it on purpose type of deal. And then our favorite thing to serve for a crowd is the Bavette covered in chimichurri sauce.
Okay.
So it's a slice and serve type cut. So instead of cooking five individual steaks for your guest, which can become quite a headache and a big heavy lift, you're tending to one piece of meat. And you take it, you know, you take it and you get it on a really hot fire. You let it rest for a minute, and then you slice it. And like James said, throw some chimichurri on it. Serve it with some roasted potatoes.
Delicious, easy. What else you got for us? Come on.
Oh well,
come
okay. On. All right, let's see. In 2 days, I have 15 people coming over, and I've gotten just a little bit better on the grill.
Just a little bit. On the grill. 15 people.
I love the progress, though.
But thank you. Thank you.
He's been working away.
Coming on quick, you know?
What do you got for him, Chris? So for 15 people, we're grilling. We're not smoking.
We're grilling.
2 days, 15 people. 3 smoked whole chickens. That's what you're
okay.
Gonna do.
Okay.
You're gonna take them. You're gonna simply brine them because our birds are raised out in Ashland City, Tennessee, 100% on lush, wonderful, delicious pasture that they get to spread their wings, hang out with their chicken friends, you know, do chicken things.
And you can absolutely taste that difference too.
Oh, absolutely.
100%.
Yes. Yeah.
So you'll just put in a little brine to add a little bit of saltiness, maybe add some herbs to it. Throw them on the grill. If you want to go real crazy, you could spatchcock them. Just cut them down the backbone, spread them out. Put them skin side down on your grill. Put a little bit of wood chips in there. Let them go for about 45 minutes, an hour. Flip them over, kiss them on the other side. Chop them up into pieces. Voila. You got a delicious dinner for all your friends.
And now you look like an expert on the grill.
Well, there you go. See, I like this already. You guys are making me feel really good about my non-existent grill skills. So thank you guys for coming by. We'll do this again tomorrow. You've been listening to Grilling with Porter Road Butcher here on Lightning 100. All the episodes are going to be at lightning100.com/grilling. And make sure you go and check out porterroad.com where they tell you meat that's raised better tastes better.